The legislature is slated to appropriate $1.4 billion in state general funds to the State Department of Education for the next fiscal year beginning July 1st. But during a budget briefing for the State Board of Education Finance and Infrastructure Committee, Assistant Superintendent and Chief Financial Officer Amy Coons said the department revamped its weighted student formula, which will result in more money for each school.
The flat amount is $14 million. That gives each school just over $55,000 per school to be able to implement Common Core in the second year of this biennium, which is school year 15.
The additional funding for 255 state public schools will not be based on student counts or community size, and spending will be determined by school principals. The Senate draft allocates $2 million less for the program than the House, but Senate Education Committee Chair Jill Tokuda says this spending is justified.
The weighted student formula, obviously, this is very important because this is going to expand the capacity of every single one of our schools. So I think the House considered $13 million in change. The Senate considered $15 million additional. What this means is each and every single one of our schools will be able to make decisions on how they're going to spend resources for their school.
Tokuda says the zero growth projection by the State Council on Revenues will impose some restrictions on the school budget, and tough decisions will have to be made. The Senate draft also includes $389 million for construction and building repair and maintenance, but did not include money to air condition older classrooms. Assistant Superintendent for the Office of School Facilities and Support Services, Ray LaRue, says the department is developing a comprehensive heat abatement program.
We're doing an assessment right now of every square foot of space in the inventory for what we call educational adequacy. And part of the criteria of that educational adequacy is the temperature of that learning space. And we will rack and stack every square foot with regards to priority, need some attention, good to go.
LaRue says the $1 billion in unfunded building repair and maintenance backlog nearly a decade ago has been whittled down to the $200 million mark, which enables the department to shift its focus to support science, technology, engineering, and math programs and athletics. Finance and Infrastructure Committee Chair Brian DeLima says the Board of Education supports full funding for the DOE, but also recognizes there are things that money can't buy.
No amount of money is going to improve the quality of the work that's done in the classroom. It's the effort that the teachers put and the work that the students invest in their own future that really impacts student achievement more than anything else.
The centralized State Department of Education is the 10th largest school district in the nation and serves more than 185,000 students. Wayne Yoshioka, HBR News.